Before we get started with today's show, I just want to remind you that you can save 10% on your order with Symphony of Balloons, a luxury balloon company that also offers a 360 camera. Just simply mention you heard about them on Breaking Through Glass Ceilings. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this episode of Breaking Through Glass Ceilings. I'm your host, Brian H. Waters. I was sitting here. I got a busy week this week, right? And I'm like, all right, I know I got to get an episode in. I got the Royal Rumble this weekend. Shout out to The Ringer going down there covering the Royal Rumble. So, wrestling fans, if you're down there, make sure y'all come holla at me. So, but Baltimore, don't worry. I will be back in time for the AFC Championship game. And let me tell y'all something. This is special. This is actually my third time traveling. This will be my third time traveling during this weekend. The first time I was going to California for a Precision Medicine Health Conference. And that was the year when I got there, I got to the Bay Area. And it was the year Jalen Ramsey's Jaguars. Yes, Jalen Ramsey's Jaguars were taking on Tom Brady's New England Patriots. We know how that went down. Of course, Patriots won. But I did see the Eagles. But it was funny because I was actually setting things up at the like the conference. I'm setting it up and I'm on my phone and I'm watching the game. And then later on, we all went up and saw the Eagles blow out the Vikings. But tonight, I want to talk about my Ravens because, you know, the second time I went, which was last year, I was coming back in town and it was during the NFC Championship game. And I remember watching the Eagles take on the 49ers, but I saw something and I've been in this Ravens rabbit hole. I've been excited, but I said I wasn't gonna wear the new merch, right? And you see, I didn't. I wore the division shirt last episode. I threw on my Lamar Jackson jacket. Shout out to Chalk Line. They always take good care of me. But I said to myself, you know what? I'm gonna sit here, take it in, breathe, ease in, ease out. But God dang it, it's gonna be an exciting week. You know what? I might even, let's see. I think these lights go purple. I might make these lights purple. It's red. Got a couple colors in here. Yeah, if you do it that way. But no, that's how excited I am as we get ready for the AFC Championship game. First time. Last time they was there, I was in my 20s. They defeated the New England Patriots, a team that was a nemesis of theirs. And it's the same thing, really, the Kansas City Chiefs. They are a nemesis of the Baltimore Ravens. And people may say, and here's why. A few years ago, Lamar Jackson's rookie, right? It came this close to beating the Chiefs. And they would keep losing until they finally did beat them in 2021. But the thing was, is it always felt to me that it was going to be Lamar versus Patrick Mahomes. You knew you was going to get this showdown in the playoffs eventually, but every time they avoided it, something would get in the way. So we never got it until we did. So then we finally get this matchup. But before it was, it's Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes. It's Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow. And everybody's seen and forgotten Lamar Jackson. And that brings me to today's point, because there's a lot of people that hasn't forgotten who he is. And I was looking at Cam Newton's show, Fourth and One with Cam Newton. I saw the title, Lamar Jackson is replacing Ray Lewis in Baltimore's hearts. And my first thought was, are you crazy? That's not the case. There's no way in the world. And I thought about it, you know, and here's the thing. There's certain torchbearers, right? There's certain torchbearers. When you look at the history of Baltimore sports, there was Johnny Unitas. Then it was Cal Ripken. Then it was Ray Lewis. Now it's Lamar Jackson's time. Now, I'm not going to get out here and say, oh, he's bigger than Ray Lewis. you may ask people who was bigger, Cal Ripken or Johnny Unitas or Ray Lewis or Cal Ripken. I'm not ready, considering they play in the same sport, I'm interested to know what people think. I'm not ready to put Lamar Jackson over Ray Lewis just yet, but it will be a fun conversation to have if Lamar Jackson brings the Lombardi Trophy back to Baltimore this year. He will have done it in a 2000s-esque Ray Lewis fashion, MVP-type player. Ray Lewis was the Super Bowl MVP that year. And if you look at what he's done this year during the regular season, you know, he's been killing it. And if you look at what he's doing in the playoffs so far in one game, he's doing his thing. And in 2000, Ray Lewis was the NFL's defensive player of the year. So, like I said, this will feel like 2000's Ray Lewis. But, you know, Ray did it for years, right? That defense was iconic. Now, a lot of times we can, you know, look at revisionist history and stuff. And that's why I said we just got to wait, because there are people who will still argue that Joe Flacco over Lamar Jackson. I don't know how you still do that. Even at 2019, I could see, right? Because it was like, all right, Lamar did have a unanimous MVP season. That was huge, but Joe Flacco brought a Super Bowl here. But Joe did get hot in the playoffs that year. I'm not necessarily sure that now, let's say Lamar Jackson does go ahead and win his second MVP, you can still make the argument brought more success to the team, but individual success or in general, there's a bigger confidence with Lamar Jackson than there was with Joe Flacco. You can go watch the game and know, okay, he got this, whether it's during the season or now during the playoffs. When you look at what Joe Flacco did during the regular season, he had a good one in 14, but we got to remember, he was never a Pro Bowl quarterback. Lamar Jackson is a multiple-time Pro Bowl quarterback. So that's the difference. And hopefully he won't be playing in the Pro Bowl this year. You know, that's the thing. It's going to be a tough matchup. I'm very excited for it. Like I said, I knew I wasn't going to have time to get a pod out beforehand. So I definitely wanted to do one, especially, you know, there's just so much stuff trending. But for the Ravens fans out there, y'all let me know. Are you a podcaster who is looking to share clips from your show in the simplest way possible? Well, I have the best solution, and that's Opus Clip. Opus Clip allows you to take the link to your show, upload it, and then they will clip off some of the best moments. And it allows you to edit it, change the captions, change the colors, and they also give you a viral score so you know which clip can potentially generate more buzz for your show. So if you're looking to do that, click the link in the bio, sign up for Opus Clip, and go viral with some of the best content from your show. Ladies and gentlemen, are you in the gym every week? Are you looking to kind of keep yourself cool while you work up a nasty sweat? Well, I got the best thing for you. Cooling bands, bandanas, cooling towels, and so much more. Go to Vertical Athletics, get your favorite team in MLS or MLB, or guess what? Now they have a custom option so you can upload your own logo and you can save 10% at checkout when you enter the code Brian H. Waters. Go to verticalathletics.com. Use the code Brian H. Waters to save 10% on some of your best cooling gear. And speaking of Ravens, speaking of Ray Lewis, I was watching a sit-down interview he had with Dan Patrick. Now, I'll be honest with you, I don't know how old it was. Like I said, I've been in this Ravens rabbit hole. I saw it was on Audiorama, and they had their conversation. Then you also had a conversation separate, Ed Reed and Joe Buck. And Joe, I'm a huge Joe Buck fan. Always have been. I respect the craft of broadcast journalism. Always been a fan of his. What I am wondering, what I did see, was that he talked about him and The Rock. And if they was the, you know, because the question, and this is one of the times, a lot of times I sit back and I watch other people do interviews, whether they've been seasoned or not seasoned, and I just enjoy it. I don't like to criticize. I don't like to say, oh, why did... This was one of the moments, though, where I said, oh, I wish you would have asked this question. When he said, could you have wrestled in the WWE? And he said, if you did, would you have been a heel or face? And he said he would have been a heel, and he would have challenged, body slammed The Rock, and he would have called him Dewey. I always wondered about this because I've always wondered the relationship between Ray Lewis and The Rock. You hear about The Rock talk about Warren Sapp, you know, and because they played football together at the University of Miami. And there's a host of other players. Watch Young Rock. Now, Ray Lewis was on the team, and you saw him on Young Rock, but it felt like, well, he wasn't not going to have him on there after all. It's Ray Lewis. But you've never seen, like, too many social media interactions or photos side by side. So that made me wonder. So when I saw that and he said Dewey, and I said, oh, okay. It would have been nice to see The Rock at like Ray Lewis' last dance during one of them times, or seeing Ray Lewis at the WWE when they came. If anybody got footage, because I don't ever remember seeing him. Now we have seen Lamar Jackson at AEW. I'm just saying. But I don't remember seeing him. But I just thought that was an interesting exchange between them two. But, you know, like I said, back, you know, the Ravens, they do look like a team of destiny. It's hard not to be excited. Like I said, if you're from, it's been so cool that this edition of this podcast, I've been able to do Ravens content, been able to do Orioles content with us playing at the highest levels. There was times where my teams just wasn't good, especially the Orioles. Ravens always had that bounce back game. Bounce back game was always pretty strong. Last year, so many injuries and whatnot. And I was like, you know what? We're in the playoffs, but what difference does it matter? It was like, you know, they won enough games ahead of time. But hopefully this Sunday, not going to say I'm going to go live just yet. Hopefully I will, or do something. But hopefully they take care of business and we will be headed to Vegas for the Super Bowl. And if I have to say, my confidence level is like an 85%. And there was times where we did play the Chiefs where I would say, oh yeah, we're going to win, but the confidence wasn't this high. But I do feel good, especially Roquan Smith, that defense and everything. So that's what's got me excited. Let's move on. Sticking with another Maryland person. This show won't be that long, I'm going to be honest with you, because I'm about to record TWG Fan Club prior to this. So I had to get this part in. But I do want to talk about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant not in a GOAT conversation? Now, we can make all these discussions about the GOAT conversation, whether it's valid, whether it's not, what does it mean, whatever. However, how can you not have Kevin Durant in there? He's a multiple-time league MVP, multiple-time finals MVP, and everybody wants to say because he went to the Warriors. Okay, but you're going to have Michael Jordan in a conversation. Michael Jordan played with two other Hall of Famers. Kevin Durant played with the Warriors with two other Hall of Famers, maybe three. He was coached by a Hall of Famer. Michael Jordan was coached by a Hall of Famer. Let's not act like Dennis Rodman wasn't in his prime just because he wasn't like as dangerous of a scorer. It's the reason why they were 72-10. It's the reason why and the Warriors didn't have a 73-9 record with Kevin Durant. Now, I know they have low management and all that stuff, but I just don't understand. For the longest time, they had the conversation of him versus LeBron, who's better. How can you not have Kevin Durant in this conversation? And you could say, okay, the wins. Well, guess what? He was a toenail away from making it in advance in the playoffs. He was also had to deal with Kyrie Irving and Kyrie Irving putting his beliefs first, bouncing from the team to team. Okay. He made it to the finals, the young Golden State Warriors team, right? That's going to also have two other Hall of Famers. And you could talk about the super teams, whatever. There's no reason you shouldn't have him in that GOAT conversation. For the longest time, you make the argument that he was the best player in the league between him and LeBron. So how can you not? And I think people like The everybody want, you know, people go to numbers, people want to go to skill set, who'd you have on your team. Kevin Durant is successful no matter what. He's going to go out there, he's going to play ball. Now, you may not like what he did, he had the right, but you mean to tell me, like, Larry Bird played with a bunch of Hall of Famers, you know? So I don't agree with him not being in the GOAT conversation. I think that's, I think it's whack. I think it's very whack, to be honest with you. So y'all let me know, do you have Kevin Durant in the GOAT conversation? But before we get out of here, we talk about uncomfortable conversations. And one of the ones I want to talk about is the Baseball Hall of Fame. Baseball Hall of Fame announcement. Baseball announced their Hall of Fame yesterday or this week. You need 75% for the vote. Only three people got in. That being Adrian Beltre, shout out to him. Todd Helton, congratulations to him. And Joe Mauer. Joe Mauer was Minnesota. He was the Minnesota Twins. He was the reason you watch. Right? I just don't understand. And you know, so it says players receiving less than five will drop off the ballot. Just the name, James Shields, okay. Jose Reyes, okay. You know, Jose Reyes was, I believe he had like one or two great seasons. Brandon Phillips, kind of expected. Matt Holliday dropped off future ballots. Victor Martinez, Bartolo Colon dropped off future ballots. That's a little, I mean, I guess he had more longevity than anything. Matt Holliday, but hopefully Matt Holliday's son will get there, Jackson Holliday. But people who are still on, David Wright, yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, 6.2%, he had 24 votes. I'm not going to go through this whole list, but I'll say this. Andy Pettit should have been higher. I don't understand how you have a Hall of Fame without Manny Ramirez. I don't understand how you have a Hall of Fame without Alex Rodriguez. Carlos Beltran's another one. Andrew Jones. And the one that really got me is Gary Sheffield. Now, look, here's the thing. I don't give a damn about steroids. That's what people want to do to their bodies. Because somebody had to pitch to them. And if you look at what Pedro Martinez was doing, Pedro faced a lot of these people on that list, and he was still getting them out. We can't act like steroids was an automatic home run. Did numbers increase? Absolutely. But guess who profited the most? Baseball. Because when the ball was flying out, more people was watching. I remember 2001. Every time you turned around, there was something on television watching for Barry Bonds. Is he going to hit 73-1? 98 was magical. Now, take it from somebody who's a diehard Orioles fan, whose Orioles had basically just collapsed. They wasn't as good as they was the year before when they were wire to wire. I'm still paying attention because in the beginning of the season, it was Griffey, Sosa, and McGuire. It would end up Griffey with 56, Sosa with 66, McGuire with 70. They were chasing Maris. Every time you turned on ESPN, chasing Maris. That was the line. But you mean to tell me now everybody on that high horse, all these baseball writers, Bob Costas said it best. He said, you know, you should just have put a little mark, put a little disclaimer. We put disclaimers for everything. Put a little disclaimer. Put them people in, man. You cannot tell the history of baseball without Mark McGuire, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Sammy Sosa, Alex Rodriguez. You can't tell the history of the game without them. And if you think you can, you crazy. We don't know what they was doing in the 60s. I mean, the 30s and the 40s. Numbers did jump high. Numbers skyrocketed. Even Pete Rose. You mean to tell me one of the greatest hitters of all time, you're going to tell the history of baseball, tell the history of hitting without him? No, it doesn't work that way. So And I know it's like every January we go through this. And it just takes the fun out of it. And you just get to the point where you just wish these people didn't have the power to write or vote. Because, and like somebody said, they're voting for people. They're voting based on how they was treated. You know, Andy Pettit should be in the Hall of Fame. Oh, but as far as I'm concerned, all the core four. That's the reason why they were core four of the Yankees. Put them all in. They made my Orioles miserable. You put them all in. Omar Vizquel, one of the best shortstops I've ever seen. Come on. Now, some of those people, it's like, okay, they'll get in later. You know, and the things that really sucks is one year there was nobody elected. But when you have people like Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, and Joe Mauer, you're not celebrating them because you're focused on Gary Sheffield and Alex Rodriguez and Manny Ramirez not being in. Manny was somebody who was just, my goodness. You know, people forget him with the Cleveland Indians in the five spot because Albert Bell was the guy there. And Manny was still just as dangerous. Going to Boston, becoming the guy, bringing the city a championship for the first time in 90 plus years. Come on now. But ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for this quick episode of Breaking Through Glass Ceilings. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all the new subscribers. I really appreciate it. It definitely helps. Hit the follow button on the podcast platforms. I'm there too. So if you want to listen while you're driving, I got you. Be on the lookout for more content coming as I get. No, I don't have a sports show, but because you know what? I like to talk about the stories of sports. The games and stuff, that's cool, but I like to talk about the stories, the drama, you know. I like to talk about that. You know, the Buccaneers fired, the Buccaneers. The Tampa Bay Bucks fired their coach. You know, and I'm going to get into more stuff next week because I didn't even get a chance to get into Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys and the Cowboys family members and everything. That's just wild. But that'll be it for this week's episode of Breaking Through Glass Ceilings. Make sure you check out, get your merch for foryourwear.com. Until the next time, folks, do not let anybody place a ceiling above your success. So long, everybody. Podcasters and gamers, we all know it can be intense. We're talking, we're getting hype, we're passionate. Sometimes we need a boost. Well, you can get that by getting Rogue Energy. Rogue Energy is the number one supplement for podcasters and gamers, and they have tons of different flavors, including Strawberry Burst, Tropical Breeze, and Cotton Candy. And you can save 10% by putting in the code BRIANH at checkout. So go to RogueEnergy.com and enter the code BRIANH to save money.